Thank you. It is Athi in Japan, day one. How is everybody doing? It is Athena Nightingale reporting for vacation mode. That's right. I'm currently about to go to bed, but I just wanted to catch up with everybody a little bit just before I knock out because today was very, very busy. I was walking around so much today. It was quite crazy. My feet hurt. I was sweating buckets. It's just been a day. How am I doing? I'm doing amazing. I had some great food, some great dinner with my friend. I got to catch up with my best friend at the academy who moved here after we graduated together from the academy. And it's almost been 3 years since I last saw her. But for some reason, it doesn't feel like it doesn't feel like we haven't seen each other in that long. It literally feels like I still remember her from yesterday. I still remember all the conversations we had 3 years ago and all the things we used to do at the academy. All the fun meals we used to cook together when we dormed together. All of the adventures that we went on. And it was so fun to reminisce on those moments, especially the last time I went to Japan. I actually stayed with her in 2018 with her family. So that was 5 years ago, but I still remember it like it was just yesterday, which is really crazy. Like, we haven't changed a single bit. She hasn't changed at all of anything. We just, I don't know, maybe just changed our hair or makeup, or maybe we lost some weight or gained some weight. But it's just, we all are the same, which is kind of crazy. It's like you travel all across the world to just meet up with this one friend, but it feels like it hasn't even been a year. So all the nostalgia really just came right back to me, and I was so happy to see her. But I don't know, it was just hard to like not want to freak out in public, because you know when you see somebody that you haven't seen in a really long time, you start to get super duper excited. So I was so excited that I was almost jumping up and down, and like I really wanted to give her a big fat hug, which is kind of what we do in like the States. But the issue is, the place that she chose to go meet with me in Shibuya was like this tiny izakaya in like the corner of, in the middle of nowhere, which I honestly couldn't even find. It's a very, very tiny izakaya. Probably only has about 10 seats, if not even less. And we were squeezed in there, but I could barely fit myself in there because I guess I'm quite big. I'm taller than most people in Japan. So I guess like I was just trying not to knock people over, and I had a lot of stuff on me because I was returning the items that she left with me when she moved away. So I was lugging a ton of books all over Shibuya. I was lugging like four giant books, some letters, a bunch of clothes, and some baking mixes from Trader Joe's. So I had a lot of stuff in my bag, and I was very, very tired because I lugged it all the way from where I was to Shibuya. And then I spent a couple hours up on the Shibuya Sky observation deck. And then I met up with her. So I was lugging around all my stuff, and I was sweating like crazy profusely. But I actually wanted to go out this morning to go like take a look around the neighborhood, but I fell back asleep after I woke up at like 8, and then I proceeded to nap for the rest of the afternoon until I woke up at around like 1 or 2 p.m. And then I was like, okay, I need to like get up or else I'm not going to be able to I'm not going to be able to fall asleep later tonight. Luckily, the day was so busy right after that. So I left my place to get to the Shibuya Sky Observation Deck. And the Shibuya Sky Observation Deck is like in this building called Shibuya Scramble. It's all the way on like the 40 something floor. And it's amazing because it has like the 360 panoramic views of all of Japan, all of Tokyo, and not all of Japan. Oh my God, imagine if you had 360 panoramic views of all of Japan. That'd be crazy. But it's panoramic views of all of Tokyo and right at the center of Shibuya with like the Shibuya 109 right below us. And it was so nice because there's an indoor area if it gets too cold where you can just see out of the glass, and there's an outdoor area where you can sit on the AstroTurf, which also acts as a helicopter pad. There are also like these hammocks and some nice sofa chairs, and there's areas to take pictures because it's all made of glass. So people were kind of just lining up to go take pictures by the Tokyo Tower. There's also the what other sky? There's a sky tree in the distance. People wanted to take pictures with the with Shibuya Crossing. So there was like, a lot of people, especially around the time that I went, which was I strategically planned to go at around like 5:30 ish because that's when the sun begins to set, because the sun kind of fully sets by 7 p.m. So I was up there for a good while. I was up there taking pictures, looking around, and I found a nice like place to sit by the window, and I actually met another person who was traveling on their own, and we actually really hit it off, and she was traveling to Japan by herself as well. She's from North America, and we were talking about, like why we were here, and how what we love about Japan and stuff like that. And it was like time flew by so quickly, so I didn't even notice that it was almost over an hour and that it had gone completely dark in Tokyo. And I had left my phone by the ledge so that I could take a really nice time lapse of Shibuya going, like, the sun setting and like Tokyo turning into dark, and everything is like all the lights turn on in Tokyo Tower. The lights on Tokyo Tower turn on, like the Eiffel Tower. It's so pretty. It was so beautiful. And it was really nice to make a new friend up there, both traveling on our own, and we were both talking about our experiences, and it was just really nice. Because sometimes it can get a little bit boring when you're by yourself, you get a little bit lonely. But that's the best part about traveling, is that you can't be afraid to like make friends with other people who are also traveling alone. So then right after that, I met up with my friend at the izakaya. We had some food, some drinks. I just had some ginger ale, but my friend drinks a lot, so she was like drinking beer and like soju and lemon sours and stuff like that. We had some really amazing gyoza, some bomb gyoza. We had some little snacks, like little side dishes. And honestly, like we were kind of full already just from the drinks and the little gyoza and little side dishes. So it was just like a great experience, super crowded izakaya. Any cool snacks I had? It was just like side dishes. I didn't have like, in terms of snacks that I've had so far, I'm not that ambitious at guys. I'm trying to stay health relatively healthy, and as much as I love my chips and my chocolates and my ice creams, like I can actually honestly get all of that stuff back at home. They're all pretty much the same things. If anything, there just might be a different flavor of it here in Japan. But for breakfast, I've really just been eating like Japanese yogurts. I got some soy milk. I got all the different flavors of soy milk. I have a honeydew, mango, banana, and a vanilla ice cream flavored soy milk cartons in the fridge. I also have these konnyaku jellies that are super yummy. They're my one of my favorite snacks is are konnyaku. They're like these really they're like a little bit different to regular jellies in that they're a little more chewy. And then I also got some coffee and I got oh today I went to Don Quixote and I just got a takenoko the takenoko chocolate cookie biscuit snack. They have like the kinoko one, no mori or something, and then there's like the takenoko one, the bamboo shoot chocolate biscuits. They had like the strawberry one and I love strawberries, so I decided to get that while I took a bath. I was eating them and drinking some soy milk. It was such a great experience, you know, getting in the bath. I went to Don Quixote and I also got some bath salts to make the bath like really fragrant and just like relax my muscles in the bath. And oh yeah, the Hachiko statue beside Shibuya Crossing a Circle. Holy crud. I can't even begin to s where do I even start with like how busy everything is in Japan and how crowded everything is. Holy crud cakes. When I got to Shibuya, first of all, I was dripping in sweat and I had left at the wrong time because I literally left at around rush hour, which is like 4:30 ish, because everyone kind of gets off work around 5. Actually, no, I left at around 5, so that was a mistake. I left at 5, which is rush hour, and everybody was lining up for the train to get home. And everyone was mew, 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 zoom, 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 mew, 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 all over the train station. I swear to God, I almost bumped into like 20 different people because people just be like darting, and you really have to strategically like maneuver your way around people. They're like bullets. Like you can't get in their path. They're like walking so fast. If you get in their way, they're literally gonna like crash into you. So you have to just like you just have to gymnastic your way around everybody and be super flexible. So it was very, very busy, especially in the train stations. And then Shibuya Crossing itself gave me anxiety because I was like, how am I gonna freaking cross this when there are like 50 million people crossing at the same time? I mean, but I did it. It was, you know, a lot of people were there videoing, taking pictures of the, you know, quintessential Shibuya scramble with the Shibuya 109. Like people were just standing in the middle of the road, like taking pictures. And then, because I had to cross the street to get to where I was meeting my friend. And then after I finished crossing the street, I saw like a bunch of salary men and like some salary women, like wearing, you know, their clothes, like their suits and things. I don't know if they were already drunk or not, because it was like at that time it was like 7:30. So I'm assuming they got off work around 5, 5:30, had some drinks, and now it's already 7:30 and they're pretty drunk. Like, you know, they had 2 hours of drinks. So they were kind of standing on the side of this crossing, and there was a lady who was riding her bicycle, and she wouldn't stop. First of all, it was a red light for cars, so there were like thousands of people crossing the street. But this old lady decides to just like zoom. She decides that she could just like zoom past the crowd when it starts to dwindle down. So I was like, you know, trying to cross the last part of the street when she was there, and she started like she kept going, and then I was like, is she gonna stop, or am I, should I stop? And then I found out that she wasn't gonna stop, so I literally jumped backwards, or else she would have like hit me. Guess who she hit instead? I heard like a big shout, and then I turned my head to the right, and I see the old lady on the bicycle like crashed into the salary man. She crashed into like the group of salary men, and I was like, well, you know, that's what you get when you combine crossing the red light and Shibuya scramble with a bunch of drunk salary men on the curb. So your fault, lady. You cross multiple fines just for fun. Barry Leo says that they cross it multiple times just for fun. Are you kidding me? That place is anxiety invoking. I would never. I could not. It's so hot. It's so humid. There were a couple times where I got a whiff of some people's really stinky BO. But most of the time, people have their BO in check. But then every once in a while, you'll cross like a sweaty, chunky guy or a chunky person, and you could smell that they're definitely sweating through their clothes. B-Boy Almighty asks, do you got that matcha soft serve yet? Not yet. I haven't really had much dessert here in Japan. I am not treating this as like a, oh, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity, Abby. So go all out and eat as much as you can. Go to every sweet shop and eat all the matcha ice cream and all that fancy Kit Kat all the time. I've already done all that. So none of that really is anything surprising to me anymore. I'm just treating this as more of like a business trip in a way now, because it's mostly just meeting up with friends. And if anything, I just want to go for the more local spots and just go for the more luxurious things, like actually spend proper money on on fancy unagi, wagyu, go to those nice, more upscale places instead of going to all the touristy places, because I've been there and I preferred where there's less people, in my honest opinion. But oh, thank you so much, Rune. You're so sweet. I really love sharing my travel experiences with you. So yeah, that was really my experience in Shibuya. It wasn't not that long. We stayed in Shibuya for a good, I want to say until like 9:30 to 10. So we were there for a good 2.5 hours, and we wanted to get like some dessert afterwards. So we were looking around, but everything in Japan, everything in Tokyo closes at like 10 p.m. So we were walking around and we're like, oh damn, I forgot like nothing is open. There were a couple of places that did close at 11, but we had to like travel to Ikebukuro. So that's what we did. We went to Ikebukuro and we just found like a nice little cafe and got some more drinks, and we ate like this cream cheese almonds like honey cracker appetizer. And yeah, just continued chatting, had our drinks. Yeah. Any plans to get some canned fish to bring back home again? I don't know. Well, we'll take a look. I don't really know what kind of canned fish they have here. To be fair, I don't think anything can ever beat the Portuguese canned pinay, because that's just, it's just like a whole nother level. I would rather eat fresh fish than canned fish here in Japan. Oh yeah. Sardines and mackerels, canned fish. Hi, Tachikoma. Welcome, welcome. So, after that, yeah, we were just exploring Ikebukuro Station, which is ginormous, by the way. Like, what the heck? We got lost like 5 times just trying to find where to go in Ikebukuro Station. That place is like, it's like a city in itself underground. I was just like, what the heck? Where am I? What are these exits? Why is it so big in here? Where, I swear to God, you could get stuck in the train station and you'd never find your way out. And that's like my biggest fear, is that like you will never find your way out of a Japanese train station because it's just so confusing. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of Rail Wars. I don't know if you guys ever watched that anime called Rail Wars that came out like a while back. It's really funny. It's like about these people who like join the like kind of like the, I don't know, like the subway crew, like Tokyo subway like enforcement crew. Like they're just like safety officers in like the, I don't know, in like the subways, and then they have to like try and stop bombs and stuff. Yes. And then there was like that one episode where like gets kind of like yabai because she has to like defuse a bomb or something, but then she has to like sit on the main character's shoulders where she's like wearing a skirt. Anyways, it was very interesting. I remember Rail War. So when I was remembering walking around the station, is all I could think about was like Rail Wars. Yeah, like train security. This is a good show, actually, honestly. Like you guys should check it out if you have some time. Rail Wars was really, I actually finished it. That was a while back. What else was there? I did visit the Hachiko statue today again. Even though I've been to it every single time I've been to Japan, I thought it's important to go visit the Hachiko Statue every single time so that I could take a picture because I like to commemorate all the different years that I've been here. And I've taken a picture with the Hachiko Statue every single time I've been to Tokyo. So it's really nice to just like have comparison photos from 5 years ago, 10 years ago, even like 15 years ago. All these Hachiko statues. At one point, Mama Nightingale was there with me, and Ototo Owl and Imoto Owl were all really young, and we all took a picture in front of it as well. So it was mo mostly just for me and my family's keepsake. So it was really nice. Yeah, luckily you can speak some Japanese. That's really useful there. Yeah, it is actually kind of useful, except for the fact that I embarrassed myself in the freaking Family Mart yesterday, last night. But I've been doing pretty okay. Like my best friend's been speaking to me in Japanese. I'm too embarrassed to reply in Japanese, so I just reply in English. But she taught me how to say humid in Japanese. It's like mushi, mushi, mushipoi. Like very, very mushy. Mushi is like mushted. Mushteru is like very, very is like humid. Mushiatsui is like hot, humid. So it was very mushy, mushiatsui today, which I hated. Yeah. Hachiko Station. I was gonna ask if you were there. Then good, you stopped on the obligatory spot. I mean, of course I had to. It's even though I've been there every single time. I wanted to stop there because I wanted to take my obligatory yearly picture, and yeah, just like some good memories. The Hachiko statue never doesn't change, and I was standing in front of it, and I was just like saying to my friend, "Gosh, the statue really hasn't changed, hasn't it?" Like me thinking about I took a picture there over 10 years ago, and I still have that picture today. And then there was like this random foreign person right next to me, and they were like, "Yeah, and but everything around it has changed." And I was like, "Yeah, it's true. It's like the Hachiko statue hasn't changed in decades, but everything around it has." So it's pretty surreal. It's pretty surreal to see something like that. There's also like a big election happening in Tokyo at the moment, so it gets pretty noisy on the streets because everybody is campaigning with their big cars and like playing blasting music on their cars and like waving. I'm like, okay, all these politicians are like waving to me in their cars. And then randomly you'll like go down the street and like in this random corner you'll see a politician trying to like campaign, and then they invite like a some like idol girls to like perform. And then there's like that otter mascot that was there for some reason. So I don't know, but politicians be using anime, the power of God and anime on their side because they're like getting these idols to endorse this politician. So like the idols were there and like people were all just like, "Oh yeah, this politician's cool because they support these idols and the otter mascot." Yeah. I mean, Shibuya Crossing, a lot of places have closed down in Japan. Like a lot of the places that I went to 5 years ago don't exist anymore. It's honestly really sad. So I'm glad I was able to go to those places. If anything, not much has really changed in Japan. If anything, just more malls, just more stores, you know, just more in Japan. But yeah, that is such a big brain move. What else is there? Yeah, and that's pretty much it. I went to Don Quixote for a little bit before I headed home, and I stopped by there to grab some like I said, bath salts, some drinks, my soy milks. Got myself a loofah. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I didn't really spend that much over there. I didn't realize how cheap everything was here. When I looked, I was like, oh, you know, in the United States, all of this stuff probably cost like at least 50, 60 bucks. Nope, it was like 20 bucks for everything, which was like, I bought a lot, okay? It was like a lot of stuff, okay? Yeah, reminds me of when some Mexican officials were using Dragon Ball Z. Yeah, there it is election season in Tokyo, so it is a little bit rambunctious all around. But it was so interesting to see all like these different types of people, school, like people in school uniforms, like salarymen, women, people with dyed hair, people with like very stylish fashion. You could tell who were like the gyarus and who were, some girls were wearing, you could tell like they were wearing their skirts really, really short. And you can tell, some girls who are like actually in their school uniforms would wear their skirts super long. And honestly, the first thing that I noticed when I was riding in the taxi yesterday to get to my apartment was in my mind, and I didn't want to seem like mean or anything, but everyone was just wearing such long clothing and it was so hot that in my brain I was like, damn, why does everyone here dress like Mormons? Like they cover up every part of their skin. I'm like, but it's so hot. It's not super hot. It's like 25, 26 degrees, but it's the humidity that makes it 10 times worse. Because even though it's not like hot when you go outside, it's like warm. The fact that the humidity is so bad, you already start sweating and it makes it feel like it's 26. It makes it feel like it's 5 degrees hotter than it really is. So I was just like, oh my gosh, why is everybody wearing such long clothing? People are wearing long sleeves, wearing long pants, some people even wearing sweaters, salarymen wearing lots of suits. I'm like, how are you not? Maybe they just don't sweat. See, that's the thing. I sweat a lot. Maybe some people just don't sweat. And so I appreciate that. Like, I am jealous of your jeans. Like, give me your non-sweatable jeans because I don't want to ever get my clothes dirty or smell stinky like sweat. But I'm a very sweaty person. I sweat very, very easily. I must have sweat at least 1 liter today because by the time it got to nighttime, my clothes were finally starting to dry off in the wind. And it was one, very cold. And two, I could feel how heavy my shirt was because of all the sweat that it soaked up, because it started to feel a little heavy. Yeah, I would assume as well they're used to that humidity. Oh my God, 100%. And I mean, it's good for me. I do like getting a little bit of a sweat on. I think it's good for releasing toxins. And in the end of the day, you deserve the treats that you earned. So I don't know if they were accustomed to that because of their culture, in this case, discipline. Oh yeah, 100%. The Japanese fashion is very different, especially like they dress very modestly, especially in the office and stuff. You really cannot dress like idols. It's only really in the subcultures that people wear like shorter skirts, and even then, it's very, very, very rare to see any local Japanese people wearing, say, like crop tops or short skirts, like mini skirts. Maybe you'll catch like the occasional group of high school girls, or maybe group of like popular girls or artistic like people with like chains and dyed hair and very Harajuku-y fashion, street fashion. So everyone else though, like 80, like 98% of the rest of Tokyo is just like everyone's just wearing work clothes or uniforms. So, yeah, I was very sweaty and stinky. I was like, I have to get. Now I understand why people in Japan are so excited to just get in their shower because it can get so goddamn hot and sweaty. And I never in my life have I ever felt like, oh man, I really want to get home and take a bath. Like I was so sweaty that it was just like the only thing I wanted to do. The first thing I wanted to do when I got back to my apartment was run a bath, hop in, and just relax my muscles from walking around all day. 'Cause there's a lot of walking involved here. People are very fit. Yeah. On the outside, conservative. On the inside, very few. A little rebel. I mean, I could go in a whole conversation about like, Japan has like a big rift in that sort of culture, and that they're very like modest and collectivist on one side, but then they're extremely like they can get extremely wild and very creative in terms of like their subcultures and their niches, like with the anime community and stuff like that, and with fashion. And I think it's really cool how like there's like a divide in that sort of stuff, but somehow they're able to live together, like, you know, mix them together and become part of its identity in a way. So like when people think of Japan, they don't just think about being like super modest and being polite and all of that, but people will also think about the subcultures of it being like the hub of like otaku culture, anime, like a lot of geek cultures has originated there. Create like a lot of creative stuff, art and music, and just it's really cool. It's just really, really, really cool. 10K steps a day is 100% normal for them. I can understand why none of them gain weight. Like my friend, I could tell like she lost a lot of weight, and she was like, yeah, it's because I've been eating food in Japan. And the food in the States is obviously, even if you try to eat healthy in the United States, for some reason, it's still super hard to lose weight. But here in Japan, everything's in smaller portions. So it's a lot easier to not overeat because you have such a big portion, you feel like you want to finish it all. But here, everything's just like the right portion. So you can get small snacks of everything that you want. And then, you know, you're full. So I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Yeah, so I'm excited to eat more food tomorrow or later today. And yeah, I think that's really pretty much all I did. I caught up with Mama Nightingale on the phone, got to see Mimi-kun and say hi because I really miss them. But I'm excited to bring back some goodies for my coworkers. I haven't bought anything quite yet. I plan to do all my shopping kind of on my last few days in Tokyo, just because I don't want to lug like a lot of stuff around. And plus, it's better to just buy everything at one time because the bigger the purchase you have, the more likely you're able to get a tax return because tax rebate because you have to spend over 5,000 yen, I think, in one place. It depends on like the store. They have different rules. You have to spend over a certain amount of money. I think in Don Quixote, you have to spend over 5,000 yen, which is about 30, 40 bucks, in order to get a tax refund. And you just show your foreign passport, and then you can get the tax back, which sometimes is a lot. Like you get a lot of tax back. I was shocked. Yeah. I think it was 20K. I don't think it was 20K yen. I lied. I don't know. It's there's some rule. I Googled it just now for Don Quixote it was 5K. So that's good for me. You know, obviously I even though I bought a lot, I didn't spend 5K. But that's still not that much. Yeah, so I plan to do all of my fun shopping at the very end. If anything, I want to actually look into more souvenirs from Okinawa and the South. Because I've pretty much gotten used to most of the souvenirs here in Tokyo. It's like all the same thing, you know? In terms of anime merchandise, I don't know if I'm planning to get anything anime related because I just think there's just so much, and I feel like I'm gonna get too overwhelmed with all the stuff here. And currently, like my vacation in Tokyo is not really to focus on like buying anime merchandise and like going to Akiba and like browsing every single anime for hours to find merchandise or going to the back alleys to go find some like figures or doujins or whatever. Like this trip is very much, you know, catching up with friends. So I'm spending the majority of time socializing, and I won't ha really have a lot of time to go do that sort of stuff and go find like anime merchandise that I really like. I will spend like some time on my days when I have when I'm free to actually properly go to like some cosplay stores. But other than that, I don't plan on going to an Animate just because I think Animates are overrated and like the merchandise there isn't that great. The only reason you would ever go to an Animate, I think, would be if they have new merchandise dropping for like a new anime or like exclusive merchandise. But you have to, you know, like line up really early and you have to be really quick in getting it. But everything else in Animate is like pretty much the same. They just have like official merch with like stationeries. They don't even have like figures and stuff. It's mostly just like stationeries and cups and posters and manga. So yeah, you should just go to like the more, like the underground stores for that. Yeah, it's 5K for general purchases. Socializing is important, especially for folks you can't meet easily. Exactly. So you even have the shelf space for merch? Not really. That's why you buy merch like towels and stuff, so that you don't even have to, you don't have to put them anywhere. You can just keep them in your closet. Anyways, I am so tired. I am ready to pass out again. A very busy day, and another very busy day in the next 2 days. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait for the rest of my adventure. And thank you guys again for listening to me today, tonight. And I know you guys want to hear about my food and more, a little more. I know Milky requested and you wanted to hear more about the food that I ate. I haven't really eaten much. I want to apologize to everybody for not taking advantage of the Japanese food that I could go eat. As you know, I don't usually eat that much. And I have no excuse, but I am also a terrible person and I have defaulted to buying a bunch of Soyjoys and Calorie Mate so I don't ever have to leave. Or like I have resorted to buying a bunch of like Soyjoys, Calorie Mates, and protein bars so that I can avoid eating proper meals and just go to more places. So I have like a bunch of Soyjoys here. And that's what I've really been eating for breakfast. Like, I haven't really gone out to eat a proper breakfast yet. Probably just had like one yogurt, and then I eat a Soyjoy when I'm hungry. And then I didn't get to eat lunch yesterday either because I slept in, so I ate another Soyjoy. And then the first meal I actually had yesterday was dinner. And the only meal I had was dinner and dessert. So that is my situation right now. I'm gonna survive on the Soyjoy and Calorie Mate. Yeah, I really don't eat that much, guys. Like, even Mama Nightingale was like, I'm not even concerned that you're gonna be gaining weight. If anything, I think you're gonna lose weight in Japan because you don't eat much at all. And I'm like, yeah, and for some reason I don't crave like the snacky snacks anymore. Like, beforehand I would be so like, oh my god, Jaggery, chips, candy, Kit Kat. Oh my god, Taiyaki. Oh my god, crepe. Oh my god, parfait. Oh my god, matcha soft serve. Oh, Japanese McDonald's. Oh my gosh. In my mind, I'm like, I don't think I'm like that excited to eat, food like that because one, I've already eaten them before, so I know what they taste like. And two, I know it's not going to be good for me in the long run. And if I don't, I'm not really craving them, which is weird. What I'm craving is like proper meals, like unagi, wagyu, more actually. Like restaurant style, I want to try more sashimi, like nice sashimi, like good ramen, and see what like the healthy options are around because some of the food in Japan aren't is not the healthiest. They use a lot of soy sauce and their snacks are very tempting. But I'm not a skinny owl. I have other things to worry about than like focusing on eating because I'm so busy all the time. And what sucks about it, Japan is that no one ever eats while walking. You don't actually see anybody eat while they walk. So you have to kind of just like sit there or stand there and then eat your food and then walk. And there's a lot of rules that you have to abide by. Like when you're inside a restaurant, you can't take phone calls inside. Obviously, don't take phone calls while you're on the train. Don't talk loudly while you're on the train. Essentially, just don't talk loudly in crowded areas where nobody else is talking. In restaurants, you can talk, but not too loud. You should not take phone calls. I don't know. It's just like I was learning a lot. I was just learning a lot. Yeah. Sodium poisoning just waiting to happen. Oh yeah, I bet. I bet. I really want to try omakase. Ichiran, I've already tried in Japan last time that I was here. Oh, it's nice. It's nice, but it's like I've been to so many Ichirans all over the world, and I have like the instant Ichiran at home. So it's like I'm over Ichiran. Ichiran's just overhyped at this point. I personally think it's overhyped. Oh yeah, it's dead silent even in the Starbucks, which they have some really nice drinks in the Starbucks, so that's why I'm really excited to see what seasonal drinks they have. Anyways, I think I'm gonna wrap things up for now, just because my voice, I'm gonna lose my voice soon, and tomorrow I'm going for karaoke. So I really have to save my voice, or else I won't be able to sing karaoke tomorrow. Yeah, so I'm super, super duper excited. I actually have some more stories to tell you tomorrow about what happened today. So don't worry about it. It'll be after karaoke, so I can talk as much as I want. But right now, I need to save my voice. I'm really excited. Yeah. They have all the best water bottle designs in Japanese and Korean Starbucks. They really do, Tia. They really do. All right, good night, my lovely night owlets. Love and miss you all, and I'll see you guys again in the 24 hours or so for another lovely Twitter space. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your morning, afternoon, and evening, wherever you are in this beautiful loon world. This is Athena Nightingale signing off for sleep. Alsumi. Over and out, and Alsumi. Night, night. Sleep tight. Don't let the owl bugs bite.